opening with Mike Lancaster, and then we'll do a smudging ceremony to open our hearts and minds. Mike Lancaster, come on up. Jamie will accompany him on fiddle.
Thank you all for coming today. It's tremendous to see so many people come out and spend their day supporting our Nova Scotian forests. Got this in reverse. I wanted to start my words of acknowledgement today with a Mi'kmaq land acknowledgement. So those of you who are familiar with it, it's an acknowledgement that we are gathered today in unceded, unsurrendered Mi'kmaq territory. So that, it's kind of a personal thing that I wanted to make sure that I fully understood before I started to say it. So to me, it's an acknowledgement that it's a recognition. We can raise this a bit. I'm a little bit taller than Jamie and Donna. Better? All right, so a land acknowledgement is a recognition of the fact that the Mi'kmaq nation never formally ceded or surrendered Nova Scotia to the European colonists from whom many of us can trace our origins. It is an acknowledgement of our history and our forced colonialism and the mistreatment of the Mi'kmaq people and nation. The intention of a Mi'kmaq land acknowledgement is not to point fingers, but to admit the mistakes have been made and that we commit to working together towards reconciliation. And now I'm going to do what I call an ode to the Acadian forest. 10,000 years ago, the glaciers that covered much of Nova Scotia relinquished their icy grip to reveal rugged granite ridges, fertile valleys, and drumlin hills, rich with the promise of the forest to come, the Acadian forest, one of the most diverse forest types in Canada. As the centuries and millennia progressed, this remarkable amalgamation of the boreal and temperate forest evolved into existence. Sugar maple, yellow birch, and American beech, strong and spreading towards their neighbors. Eastern hemlock, white pine, and red spruce, towering majestically with moss-covered undergrowth that they support. Settings that require no scientific explanation to know these forests are magical. These were the forests that once covered the landscape of Nova Scotia, trees so large that it took three adults to encircle their arms around them, canopy foliage so dense that it only permitted dappled sunlight to reach the forest floor where old trees had fallen after centuries of life. As we gather here today, these climax Acadian forests, these forests that once supported vibrant populations of mainland moose, pine marten, and woodland caribou, these forests that were so beautiful they inspired generations of Nova Scotians to dedicate their lives towards its stewardship, these forests that are now so rare that most Nova Scotians would not even be able to recognize them, these forests that the WWF has listed in its highest category for risk of extinction, it is for these forests that today we mourn. I know that I speak for everyone at the Healthy Forest Coalition and the Ecology Action Center when I say thank you. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for coming out today to support our public forests. With your support and the support of our elected officials, I know that we can turn the tragedy of our lost forests, wildlife, and our once vibrant value-added forestry industry into an opportunity to learn more from the failures of our shared past and forge a sustainable future for our province. Thank you. Thank you.